from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Why don't you explain this to me like I am an 8-year-old?
Do you need it broken down?
It's so dumb.
Why don't you explain this to me like I'm 5?
Well, lucky for you.
I don't know how else to talk about it.
Shut up, Meg.
It's time for...
Now I let you know!
Meg-splaining.
Meg-splaining.
I saw something on Twitter that I've been trying to corroborate all day, and I can't find anything from, a more traditional news source is how I would phrase this, because mm-hmm. the only in Boston Twitter X account tweeted this out 6 hours ago at this point. Alert, Massachusetts lawmakers will not be bringing back happy hour to the Commonwealth at this time after Massachusetts restaurants spoke out against the legislation. So this is a story. I know the morning show has covered it. It's been in the news. It's in the news every year, but it's been in the news a lot this summer because there was a bill that I believe got approved by the Senate. This is CBS Boston. They were interviewing a couple folks around town, business owners and patrons, just 2 weeks ago, what they thought about the possibility of happy hour returning to Massachusetts.
It's been 40 years since bars offered happy hour in Massachusetts. William Allitt remembers those days.
Each additional hour, it would go up 50 cents. It would start off 50 cent beers, the next hour, a dollar, all the way until 10 o'clock, and it'd be like $2.
If there's no one in your bar right now, I'd rather offer a discount to get them in and be spending something than just have no one there.
So that second clip was Dave Hoover from Banners, which we've done watch parties at. Great place. Highly recommend it if you want to watch the Bruins or the Celtics during the playoffs. But I'm just done with this. It's never happening. I have conceded the point. Like, I just give up. It's never coming back. It left in 1984. I don't want to talk about the tragic event that made that bill go through or that was... There was the motivation for lawmakers to say, no more. We need to protect people against drunk driving.
And that was like the big one, but it was a big problem at the time, too.
Right. And it's still, I'm sure it still is an issue.
Game over, man. Game over.
You're one of 8 states now that doesn't have happy hour. And even some of the others that, quote, don't have happy hour have leniency towards a happy hour-like setup where you can do an all-day drink special or something like that. Right. So the other ones are Alaska, Indiana, North Carolina, Utah, Washington, Vermont, and Rhode Island. Previously, Oklahoma was in that group, but Oklahoma just finally said over the last year or so, you know what? Let's basically just do happy hour again. I mean, it's like... It's like 99% happy hour that they have down there. There's some weird little exclusion loophole thing that you can't do. I honestly wasn't that interested in it. But how do you feel about this, Arcan, as both somebody who I imagine would frequent happy hour if it was around and somebody who has a deep background and interest in the restaurant business locally?
Well, I think I was 2 or 3 years old when the band started, so I've never really known happy hour in Boston ever. I think at this point, everybody's sort of so dug in that if you open that door back up, it's going to be good for bars that aren't doing great. You know, like they're the ones who are going to be like, all right, like that guy said, we're going to get people in here. We'll throw out a bunch of discounted drinks and we'll get everybody in here. The big issue, though, and why I think, and who tweeted that? Only in Boston, right?
Only in Boston, the Twitter account? And I've been looking for updates elsewhere. I looked at Globe, Herald, the
TV station.
This would
be big news if this came out like this. There's no way that he knows that, or he or she, whoever it is that runs the account, and no one else does.
I don't. Well, maybe it's just not verified yet. So I don't know. I'm just saying it's out there.
But didn't the government, aren't they done? Didn't that whole thing, the Rev Stadium didn't pass? I think their session's over with, right?
I don't know, Arcan. I'm saying, so you think we should hold out hope that happy hour still might be returning?
No, I don't think you should, because I think at this point, the bar owners are probably going to say, you know what, we've survived without it this long. It means having to slash our prices, which is the whole foundation of the whole bar business in the first place, is that you're selling liquor for much more than you paid for it. And, you know, that's sort of the idea. Now, if there's a bunch of places that are all still doing poorly post-COVID, I feel like most of the places that were doing poorly are already closed.
Right.
You know, like there's a bunch of new places that just opened. I could see that being something where the owners all kind of look at each other like, all right, nobody crossed the picket line. Like, let's not get back into this, because once you open that door, we're all going to be racing to the bottom trying to give away our profits. And I just think that, you know, after 40 plus years, this is Massachusetts. People get into a rhythm and a routine and a business model. They don't necessarily want to just go ahead and abandon it, you know?
If you want to see me enjoying a delicious Cosmo, it's up on twitch.tv/BostonWEI. That's actually, you were there, Arcan. Not that time, but that's my wedding venue.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm sitting at the bar there.
That's at the distillery.
At the distillery.
I enjoyed the...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The cocktails,
they were delicious.
They were very good.
They are potent.
Yeah.
So I have had, since our wedding, I've had probably 6 or 7 different people come up to me and apologize because they think that they're the drunkest people who are at the wedding. Some people haven't apologized, but some people have. And
who was the drunkest person at the wedding?
Some people say it was Jones.
Really?
Yeah. I've got
Which Jones?
Probably 6 other candidates.
Mr. or Mrs. Jones?
I don't know.
Could have been either one. The drunkest, I don't know. He left early, so it's sort of hard to pin him down. Let's see. Who was really, I'm trying to think of like at the after party, because at the distillery, I didn't think anybody was too, no one was like cocked, you know, like it wasn't like one of those type of things.
There were some cousins who really got after it, and there were some tears that were shed over things that were said between young couples.
Really?
Yeah, it was a great balance, because there was like a certain level of drama that I found out after the fact happened, but none of it was serious drama. It was all just stupid drunk drama.
Okay.
And so I felt good about that, because I felt like there were stories that came out of it, which I liked.
The least drunk person was DJ Bean. I can tell you that.
He didn't drink.
Exactly.
I'm pretty sure. Wasn't he your driver?
He was our designated driver.
Okay, so
yes.
Perhaps he was the least drunk
and
person.
And let me tell you something else. When we pulled up at, what was the name of that bar?
Bubba Sulky's.
When we pulled up at Bubba's.
Don't talk about it. The listeners are disgusted that I brought people there for an after party.
Why?
They say it's like just the most disgusting place. I think it's so fun. I think it's
wonderful. I love that bar. I had a great time there.
I love it too.
Yeah.
I went there two nights in a row.
The toilet was backed up in the bathroom, which wasn't great. But, you know, whatever. That's not their fault.
Was it Jacoby Brissett?
It could have been. I don't think he would have gone in that one.
Trent Brown.
That's the type of bathroom where the Jacoby Brissett's probably like when he thinks of like a gross bathroom. It's probably like that one.
That's framed on his wall with
right.
a message, do not do it.
Never again. Something like that. But no, I enjoyed that bar. I thought it was good. Maine has happy hour, right?
I think so. They're not on this list.
They're not on the list? So
I don't think I've ever gone, though, because usually I'm only up there on Saturdays and Sundays. But I would definitely participate in happy hour if it returned. When I lived in D.C., it was a big thing. And it
we
still
heard
is
how you spend
thing.
Your Thursdays. So that's not a surprise.
It's true.
Look, as long as I got out of here on time, I would, you know, I would scoot over to happy hour as quickly as I could. I think it's stupid. I've had this conversation with plenty of people before. You have ride shares now. I think the culture locally is pretty different than it was in 1984. I think everywhere people have a lot more awareness about drinking and driving and alcohol consumption and what's safe and what's not safe. Not to say it's not an
issue. You think people in Boston are better about drinking?
Yeah.
Alcohol consumption?
I wasn't here in 1984, so I don't know. I'm not saying people don't get drunk and do idiotic things every weekend / most nights of the week. Of course, that still happens. I'm not like completely naive, but I think there's a lot more education out there of people. I mean, I was scared to death of drinking and driving when I was growing up.
Sure.
That's like that was the whole like mothers against drunk driving and that whole thing.
That's fine. And that's another part of the reason why I think some of these business owners are like, hey, you know, now that we're slashing prices on our liquor, we have to cut people off a lot more often. You know, we're going to have to not overserve people, because if someone gets in a car or someone walks out in the street and gets hit by a bus or something like that, and they got overserved in our establishment, then we're going to have to pay all
There's
these fines
liability.
And liability and all that other stuff. So that's another aspect of it that I think, you know, going forward here, once you get used to not having it and not having to worry about all these other things, when you change that very drastically, there's going to be just the behavior is going to change. You know, like college kids who are in Ulster, who are right, you know, up the street here. Oh, wow, we can go down and get, you know, a bunch of shots for $5. We'll go
beers.
Do that. Yeah, like that's. You think they're going to be responsible about that? It's going to be this whole big thing. I don't think it's going to go that way at all. I think if they stick with it, the first couple of weeks are going to be rough out there. Like, you don't think so?
You have
a lot more faith in these people than I do.
The people
of Boston, our audience.
I'm sure that you could do some kind of, they wouldn't just roll this out. Think about what they did with legalizing marijuana.
Right.
Like recreational marijuana. They would have pilot systems. They would go through all different levels of this. It's not like all of a sudden one Friday they'd say, guess what? Happy hour's back. And
right.
every establishment in the city, including by all the colleges, gets happy hour. It wouldn't be that quick.
No, but people rush into the happy hour places and they'll, you know, it's the whole point. You're saving money, right? So let's get after it. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I just think that, I don't know. I think it's going
to
be a tough road.
You've been conditioned to
I also think that this one Twitter account doesn't. How do they know that? And no one else does.
I'm telling you, I did exhaustive Googling trying to find this, and I couldn't find anything updates. So
all right.
It might just not be coming back.
Boston reporters, you got to catch up to the Only in Boston Twitter account here, or he was wrong. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll come back and wrap things up with Bet Roulette next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.